Here we go into week 5 of the high school football season. Tonight's game, Hanover Horton takes on Napoleon, and is brought to you by Armaine Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, Northwest Community Schools, Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, ERA Reardon Realty, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, Lester Brothers, Jackson Public Schools, B&G Landscape Creations, Tri-County Water, Subway, Callis Brothers Floor Covering, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Hanover Horton School District, Elro Steel, Lomar Machine and Tool, Fry and Son Automotive, and Daly's Carpet Cleaning. We now head to the press box for tonight's game. No nicknames needed tonight, folks. Calling all the action, it's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
Ain't no nicknames needed, but we like them. Captain Steve Boyle.
Man, I was looking forward to my nickname.
I was looking to find out. Marvelous Matt Lehman, that's I'm calling it. Marvelous Matt Lehman back with me tonight, and we're ready for high school football action. This is a cool game. I was kind of excited because, you know, we try to get around to the county and get to see all the different teams, but it's fun for me to get to see a team like Napoleon, who we saw week one. Now a few weeks later, we're going to get to see where they've come in the last few weeks. And you know, something tells me they're going to be a little bit sharper, yep. And we'd like to see fewer mistakes.
And I think they've improved. I think that, you know, they lost game one to Columbia Central, 34-14, and then Grass Lake, 36-18. Two tough opening games.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then they beat a good, solid Michigan Center team. They really handled Addison last week. I think they look at this as a winnable game. And I think this is a team that I think's got a great shot to get 6 wins, get in the playoffs.
You know, when I look at Napoleon, I mean, you start considering they're 2-1 in the conference. Their one loss is to Manchester, so they've already seen one of the tough teams. Grass Lake. And Grass Lake's the toughest team in the league, so they're gonna need a little bit of help. They need somebody to beat Grass Lake, and then they're gonna have to win out, and they'll have a shot at the conference still. You know, at this point in the season, you still
but this is high school football. You're absolutely exactly right. Anything can happen. You get a couple of key injuries. You know, you don't wish that on, but that can happen.
Torrential rains or something that could slow that Grass Lake offense or something, and all of a sudden, you know, you're back in it. So I think if you're in Napoleon, you like to think that you control your own destiny to an extent, and you're going to want to play hard the rest of the way. And again, I think they shot themselves in the foot in that game against Columbia Central with some penalties and stuff. They proved they can move the football. They've got some athletes. And we're going to see what they can do tonight. Hanover Horton on the other end of the spectrum, they're winless on the season. So every opportunity, every time they go out on the field, they're just thinking this could be the night we get the win.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, they've had some injuries as well, some key injuries. And it's one of those things where, again, you never know. I mean, Hanover Horton's got year in and year out some outstanding athletes. You look at their basketball program, and they won 15 district championships in a row. And it's always been, I think, the challenge is to try to get some of those athletes out for football. And I think, Johnny Stewart's done a really pretty good job with that. He brings between him and Scott Ash, I think you got two of the fieriest characters that you could come with. You know,
yeah, there's some edge on the sidelines,
edge right
for
there.
Sure.
And those two guys to write bench press, this press box, too.
The kickoff is gone, and Napoleon's got it. Picked up at the 20-yard line by Weatherspoon, and that's the younger Weatherspoon. And that's going to be
the older. The older
Weatherspoon. That was the older. Austin Gilgore. Anyway, they have similar builds, and they're both kind of lean and quick, and the Weatherspoons factor into the offense for the Napoleon Pirates. The return gets down to the 28-yard line, and we're ready to go. First and 10 for the Pirates, and they'll go with Chadwell out of the shotgun. 3 wide receivers for him, in the backfield is Duncan Wilson. Spread it right out early for the Pirates. Chadwell, a threat to run. In this case, he hands it off to Wilson. He breaks a tackle. And not much room to run. He's going to get it up near the 30-yard line before being pulled down. That's going to bring up second and about 8 yards. We've had a little bit of drizzle off and on here tonight as we take a look at our weather forecast here for B&G Landscape. But there's a 30% chance of rain. And when we say rain, it's likely to be misty.
Spitting a little bit.
Yeah, off and on. But nothing that's going to –
This might not be – perfect football weather for the fans, but I got to believe this is perfect football weather for the players. It's a little bit cooler.
Bootleg for Chadwell. Gets the pass out. Nice. And that's going to be a first down for Napoleon over the 40, down to about the 43-yard line. On the catch is Duncan Wilson out of the backfield. Yeah, man, I think weather-wise, this is where you like to be. I think if you're the kids on the field, you don't mind this at all for football. Matter of fact, you're pleased to get out there. You're comfortable temperature-wise. And, again, the rain's not – I don't think it's going to be a factor. B&G Landscape brings you our look at the game time forecast. B&G Landscape got mulch. And we got a flag on the field, and that's you know, I hate to say it, but that's become kind of the book on Napoleon.
Well, that's what we saw in game one.
A nice play, gets them a first down, and they move it way back, and now it's second down at 20.
Did you say I didn't see what the call was.
We were so caught up in the weather, but Chadwell with a play action pass, and it's caught, going to be near the original line of scrimmage. That one goes to Hunter Vincent, the tight end, and he's a guy who I like. He doesn't have that big blocking tight end build. He's more of a long, lean guy, but you know, if you throw it up high, he's probably going to jump up and be the one to come down with it.
And Evan Harrell there on the stop, too, for a kid we look forward to for basketball season.
Yeah, that's a name we'll certainly call it a few times for the basketball season this year. Out of the shotgun on third down, about 11 for Chadwell. Scrambling a little bit. Now he pulls down a run. Fumbled, and it's picked up, recovered by Hanover Horton, number 51. Tristan falls on the ball. And the Comets get an early turnover and recovery deep in Pirate territory. They'll take first and 10 from the 25-yard line. And that was, you know, maybe that's a little moisture on the ball, a little tougher to handle. So maybe indeed the weather is a little factor out there. Or it's just, you know, to me, Matt, it looked like he was uncertain if he wanted to pull it down and run, or he thought he saw somebody he could throw to, and he tried to pull it back up.
And the Hanover defender came out of nowhere and just swatted the ball.
Wing T for the Comets, quick to the line, handoff, down to the 20, battling over the 20. He's going to get all the way down to the 15.
That's right.
Not quite. I think they'll get him at about the 17-yard line, but that's a tough run. And that one goes to Trevor Keeler. For the Comets on a first down play, they got a second and one. Comets got quick to the line, quick hit play. They go out of that wing tee, very packed in. And
well, the thing about this is, you get the ball with this kind of field position to start the game. You're running what you think are the best plays that you've seen against this defense all week in practice. And what we got?
Quick handoff to the fullback, and he stopped for no real gain. Looks like Keeler again on the carry.
Kind of faked this out a little bit. I thought they actually got him for a loss, but
yeah,
Hanover runs that real deceptive in the backfield.
Yep. Every play's got one or two fakes and misdirections.
Yep.
And on third down, give and hit immediately. The handoff goes to Ty Lapshin. And he is hit, stuck immediately, and he's not going to go anywhere. That's going to bring a third and short for Hanover.
Like Frankie Bam on that, the 54 Bam.
On the stop.
Bam.
Bam. That's
a linebacker name right there, buddy.
That's a very John Madden-esque description for that hit. Bam. Boom. Whap. So on fourth and short, the Comets offense comes out on the field ready to go for this. And after a big first down play, they have not gotten any yardage. It's a hard count. We're going to get a flag.
With the Hanover, they're going to
that against.
The Hanover Horton back. I thought he moved. Yeah, but they called it on calling up on just
another flag. They give up a big first down play, and they stand up for a couple plays, and then the penalty ends up being what gives up the first down. First and 10 from the Pirates' 11-yard line. Hanover Horton still room to get a first down before they get to the end zone here. And the Kimmel 5.3 football frenzy with Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman.
It's kind of, he looked down here on the sideline. You just notice that guy in black right there. You know who that is, Captain Steve?
Guy on the sideline in black.
Right there. You got Superintendent Jim Graham, and you got a guy standing there walking. You know who that is?
Nope.
I'll tell you here in a second.
All right. On the first down play, back to pass, and a lot of penetration from the Napoleon defense. Second and caught 18.
That is the Napoleon's boys basketball coach, Jeremy File.
Oh, okay.
And he's a Hanover guy.
Former Comet
on the Napoleon sideline. Man, you just don't see that. It's a great hire for Napoleon. Jeremy File's a
little change up in the offense, couple of fakes and a give. And he's down, breaking away, down over the five.
That's close to the first down. Nice play. Nice blocking.
They pulled him back, but we'll see where the forward progress gets him spotted at. And they're going to put that down at about the 4-yard line for Hannibal Horton. That's going to bring up about 3rd and 3. Still room to get a first down before they get in the end zone here. As we have 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Nothing our score, but Hannibal Horton knocking on the door. Winless on the season. They'd like to get things started with a score here. The defense stands up on a handoff to give his to Hunter Zeman, and he's pulled down for no gain.
Looks like Straczynski on that stop.
The comments on the stop was Damian Blair for the Pirate team.
And the Napoleon Pirates defense has been good. It's two penalties at this point in the game that's really cost them. A penalty on the offense that set them up with a deficit for first down, and then after the turnover, it looked like they maybe had him stopped, and the penalty gave him a first down. Now on the give, outside, looking to turn the corner, gets to the end zone. That's a touchdown. Hannibal Horton touchdown. On the give is Trevor Keeler into the end zone, and the Comets get on the board first here at Napoleon High School on the Kimmel 5.3 football frenzy. 6-0, Hannibal Horton Comets, and we'll get an extra point attempt here. Pending. And again, the helps to get field position starting on your opponent's 25, and Hannibal Horton able to battle their way down to the goal line. And a nice play call. Knocking on the door, they go to the outside and able to stretch it out to the corner. Just barely got inside the pylon there.
You know, 2 weeks ago, I saw the score of Manchester game. They put up 28 points against a Manchester team that's year in and year out always really strong. So I think maybe Hanover's finding a little bit of offense here.
Back to pass on a two-point conversion attempt. Harold throws in the end zone, knocked down on the play is Chad Carpenter. So no good on the point after attempt. 6-0 Hannibal Horton Comets. We'll take a 1-minute break here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
J-Rod checking in from downtown Jackson, the final cruising of the year. All the beautiful cars lining up and down Michigan Avenue this evening. We're hanging out here till 8 o'clock. You guys need to come see what it's all about. Don't miss the final cruising of the year. Hey, we got t-shirts. Yep, we have 2 t-shirts. Next person that comes down here and says that you heard me, I'm going to hook you up with one of those t-shirts. J-Rod hanging out in downtown Jackson with the Downtown Development Authority till 8 o'clock and with Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Go blue, go green, go gold tag flooring sale. Collins Brothers Abbey Carpet of Jackson is passing you big savings with free carpet installations during the National Fall Gold Tag Flooring Sale. That's right, free installation on first string carpets from the Collins Brothers stable of premier carpet brands. First down, lifetime wear warranty. Second down, lifetime stain warranty. Third down, lifetime soil warranty. Touchdown, free carpet installation. Go Collins Brothers, go gold tag flooring sale. Going on now in downtown Jackson.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
And with a 6-0 lead, the Hannibal Horton Comets kick off. It just about hit a kid right in the chest. Now, Jacob Straczynski able to reel it in, and good field position to start for Napoleon here from their own 44-yard line. After a turnover on their first possession, they come out in the I formation with Chadwell under center. And the give's going to go to Weatherspoon, and he cuts it into the line looking for some room. Very patient run, turns it outside. He's got a lot of room upfield. He's got one man to beat. He's got it. No, the shoestring tackle at the 20-yard line. Weatherspoon with a great run on first down for Napoleon. And he's into the Comets territory, and they're going to spot that right at the 20-yard line.
Dakota Manning made a touchdown-saving tackle right there.
Yeah, Weatherspoon took a little time to develop, found some space there. Good blocking at the line of scrimmage for the Pirates, and Weatherspoon found his space and turned on the burners.
I like this right here. You know, he started off they were kind of in the spread, and they were kind of going to throw it around. Let's just line it up right here and show off this running game.
Weatherspoon looking to go off tackle right, turns it back inside, and the Comets defense is there to greet him. He does get a couple yards on the play. It'll be second down and 8 yard line, or 8 yards for the Pirates from the 18. Huddle back up. Weatherspoon will come to the sideline. And Duncan Wilson into the game for him. Chadwell gets the play from Coach Scott Ash and the offensive coordinating team. Scott Ash, I got to say thank you to him. He's been real cool when we come out here to broadcast the games and very hospitable. Really appreciate it out here at Napoleon. Nice crew to work with. Chadwell on the play action, rolling out on the bootleg. He's going to run to the sideline now, and he'll take a hit before he gets out of bounds. Looks like he got maybe another yard or two on the carry. Good job by the Comets coverage. I don't believe that was a designed run, Matt.
No, I think he was rolling out. Maybe a little bit of a run-pass option right there, but I think it was a smart move. Keep the ball, get something positive. And we're in four-down territory right now. It's third down and five, so you can still run it twice and get the first down.
On nice. Third down, good give to Duncan nice. Wilson. A little
first down and more.
Yeah, a little cut to get himself down to the 5 yard line. And just like that, Napoleon looking to match Hanover Horton on the scoreboard here with a big play from Greg Weatherspoon getting him into common territory. Now they're continuing to work. Wilson comes out of the game. Weatherspoon back in the backfield. Jake Chadwell under center. This time they go too wide to his left. I formation, and the gives to Weatherspoon. He runs off that left guard, and he's close to the goal line, and they'll pull him back, but they're going to spot that down about the 2 yard line, looks like, Matt.
See, yeah, actually, maybe you're inside
Greg
that.
Weatherspoon, the ball carrier for the Pirates. On the stop for
Hanover. I'd run the same play right here. Kilgore.
Second down and goal for the Pirates. Trailing 6-0 with 5:08 to go first quarter here at Napoleon High School on Parents Night for the Pirates. And, you know, Matt, they set up in that same formation. Maybe they're taking your advice and running that same play out of the eye with two split left. Now Weatherspoon goes into motion, and they give it to the fullback, and he finds a hole to the right of the center. And he's into the end zone. Touchdown, John Court for the Napoleon Pirates. So after giving up a quick score to the Comets, the Pirates answer quickly. Themselves were tied at 6. 4-4-4 showing on the time clock as the Pirates come out to attempt an extra point kick. It's starting to become less and less popular. We're seeing a lot more two-point attempts than kicks.
You see, really seeing that a lot at the college level, too.
Yep, extra point is up and good for Napoleon. 7-6, the Pirates take the lead. We'll take a one-minute break on the K105.3 Friday Night Football Frenzy.
Winter is coming. Make sure your driveway is prepared. With help from Lester Brothers, they have driveway gravel to make it easy for you to get in and out of your driveway this winter. You're also going to want to get your septic tank pumped before winter, and Lester Brothers can do that too. It's not too late for end-of-the-year projects. From residential and commercial excavation to topsoil and driveway gravel, no job is too big or too small for Lester Brothers Excavating. Call today, 764-7888. Lester Brothers Excavating, online at lesterbros.com.
J-Rod checking in from the Downtown Development Authority's final cruising of 2016. You need to check in. You need to check this place out. West Michigan Avenue lined up with beautiful cars, even some on Jackson Street as well. Do not miss this. This is the final time. You're going to run into somebody you haven't seen in a while. That's pretty awesome. Lots of delicious things happening. Great food vendors from all over the place. Come check it out. Get your weekend started off right in downtown Jackson with the final cruising of the year. It's J-Rod Live with K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman back from the break. The kickoff from the Pirates fielded at the 15. Turn up field to the 30, now down at the 32-yard line. On the return is Zach Thomas for the Comets, and they'll have first and 10. First time they've had the ball in their own territory after starting out on Napoleon's 25. You get a different offensive philosophy, I guess, when you got this much field to cover. And the Comets huddle up. Break the huddle and come to the line under center there for the Comets. Evan Harold. Yeah, I see it goes about 6'3", 6'4". Looks like a quarterback out there on the field. And the handoff and a couple spin moves on first down. Call it a yard and a half. Maybe a little more than that. Looks like a pretty good spot. Second down and 7 for the Comets. They run that wing T with three backs.
I tell you, it's hard. You got to really pay attention. I tell you, following blocks, I think you have to follow the guard. I think there's a rule, and we talked about this before. There's some defensive rule that you have to really watch. I think it's the pulling guard to defend this. But I tell you, you get a team that can run this, it could be tough to stop.
And there's a give on second down. Napoleon all over it. Well defended. They're going to stop it for no gain. Maybe lost a half a yard on the give to Trevor Keeler on second down. We'll bring up a third and 8 yards for Hanover Horton. Napoleon's now gone quite a while here without a penalty flag, Matt, and I think that can only do good things for them.
It is. You know, one thing we don't see much with Hanover is throwing the ball here. And right now he's got single coverage over there. Let's see if he throws one. It's kind
Evan
of a passing situation.
He is back to pass, and he'll loft one up out one-on-one. Receiver can't quite pull it in. It was kind of a jump ball, and he had every chance at it. Christian Banky.
Kind of a 50-50 ball right there, just throwing up. And
you know, as a quarterback, when you do that, you kind of get the impression that your receiver knows where to look for it more than the defender does. And you know, he had every shot at it, just kind of well defended on the play and falls incomplete. So on fourth down and 8 yards, the punting unit out for Hanover Horton. And that's Greg Weatherspoon back to receive. And there's the snap. Punt is up.
He goes off the left foot there. I thought he got a piece of that a little bit.
Yeah, that's going to fall dead at the Napoleon 41-23-yard line.
Great
first down
position.
For the Pirates. So after a quick score in their last possession, Napoleon's got it back with a chance to expand their one-point lead. Offense comes out with Jake Chadwell. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on the K105.3 Football Frenzy tonight. Thanks to Art Bain Chevrolet for setting us up with a 2017 Chevy Cruze to give away. It's a pretty car. And somebody's going to get a lucky 2-year lease on that one. Now first down for the Pirates, handoff to Greg Weatherspoon. Met in the backfield and pulled down. Excellent defensive tackle and an open fielder.
Austin Kilgore.
On the stop for...
Scott Bowden on the tackle there. Number 20. That's what I saw, Matt.
I saw 28. Telling you, I think it was Kilgore. I don't see a 20 out there.
He ran to the sideline. He's tired from making such a great play.
All right, I'm gonna go. They said, hey, you know, it's 2 out of 3.
Chadwell back to pass and. He had a man overthrown, and that'll be incomplete. So that'll bring a third down and long to the Pirates.
You know, you're seeing something in the defense, so you're making a call. But you know, right now, I don't see Hanover really stopping Napoleon's running game. You know, they threw on first down again right there. And I think you just use those backs, use Wilson, Weatherspoon, pound them.
Yeah, I mean, and they didn't really stop him in the last drive. Nope. Said, you know, let's do it until they do stop us.
Let's roll again.
Jadwell back to pass on third and long. Pressure, he breaks it a couple times, but he is going to get sacked. And that is Hunter Robinson. This time I'm certain. Number 72 for the Comets, making the big tackle. So fourth down and call it 13. Napoleon will send in the punt unit. Punt unit similar to the offense. Chadwell looked back there to take the punt. Snap is high, pulls it down, punts away high and drifting to the sideline. It goes out of bounds. I see that about the 35. Official's going to go down to the 33. Nope. I'm not sure. Oh, he's got a spot at the 36. So I was closer than I thought. So first and 10 for the Comets after trading scores. Both teams now trading stops. The Comets back with it if they're in their own territory. And nothing doing on offense last possession, but we'll see what they can do at this point. And when you run the kind of offense that Hanover Horton runs, it turns into kind of a battle of wills. You're not trying to trick anybody. I mean, there's a little misdirection in the backfield, but they know you're coming at them with the run game. This time the gives to the up back. That's number 44 for the Comets. Did I see a 44?
I see right 54? Now.
54? Or just 4? Matt, give me a Ty Lapshin, I'm going to call on the game.
You know, the thing about that, you talk about this offense, though, is yeah, Napoleon, you know, when they spread their tight end out on that last possession when they kind of threw it up right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Napoleon had single coverage on him, and I think Napoleon's got the athletes to stop the receivers. Mm-hmm. So right here, you look how many guys are in the box right here for Napoleon. So this is really tough sledding right here. And like again, right there, they're not going anywhere.
Slow on the exchange there, out of the backfield against Ty Lapshin, and he's tackled for a loss.
Ty Lapshin, number four, carrying the ball.
And they're going to spot that at the 35-yard line, bring up third down and 11 yards now for the Comets.
And this is an offense, obviously, that was effective. Hanover was a playoff team 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it had a lot of success with this. But right now, I think with some injuries, and yeah, they're struggling right now to move the ball against this tough Napoleon defense.
Third and long. And there's that passing formation they used in the last time
of
the year.
They got 10 guys. I mean, they got 9 guys in the box right now.
Yep. And Harold will play action. Yep. Not even time to get back and toss
almost,
it.
Almost got the handoff right there. Literally.
Damian Blair in the backfield with the tackle on that play. And that'll bring up 4th and 15 now for Hanover Horton. The punt unit gets into the game for the Comets. With time running out on the first quarter, 7-6, Napoleon leads the Hanover Horton Comets at home. We'll take a 1 minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Fry & Son Automotive can save you money on the road through better fuel economy, longer tire life, and can improve the safety and ride comfort of your vehicle. With professional tire installation, their qualified installers can get the best for you. And if you need any kind of repair to your vehicle, Fry & Son Automotive is a name you can trust to get the job done right. They can do mechanical and collision repairs. Fry & Son Automotive, family owned and operated for 20 years at 7150 Brooklyn Road in Napoleon.
J-Rod back in downtown Jackson. We're hanging out till 8. Cruising goes until 9 o'clock tonight. Final cruising of the year. Delicious food down here. Steve, you got into something delicious. What was that over there that you were trying out?
They call them elephant toes.
Those were elephant toes?
Oh, I think they were elephant toes. They were so good.
Yeah, so you go to Amy's, she's got some good stuff over there. There's a bunch of other food carts as well. Come check this place out. It's J-Rod Broadcasting Live, final cruising of the year in West Michigan Avenue. It looks beautiful with all the cars up and down the street tonight. It's J-Rod Live with the DDA and Jackson's at Music, K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Second quarter underway, and it's a fake punt by Hanover Horton. Open man downfield. They got the first down and then some over the 50 into Pirate territory. Out of bounds at the 46-yard line.
Nice pitch and catch.
Hunter Zeman makes the throw. And that gets downfield to Chandler Vance. Sophomore Chandler Vance. Nice catch and run after. And that's a big play for Hanover Horton on fourth down and long. Little subterfuge, little trickery.
I like it. Why not? You're 0-4, man. Play. Let's go out there and have some fun.
Quick snap and handoff here, and just like that, Hanover Horton's got something going, cooking here in the second quarter on our football frenzy. And it looks like that give goes to Trevor Keeler. And you know when you see. Right now, I look at that Hanover Horton roster, and I go, you know, they got Trevor Keeler handling the ball quite a bit. He's a sophomore. They just make a big throw to Chandler Vance. He's a sophomore. They got some things cooking. And, you know, the future is bright at Hanover Horton.
Well, it usually is.
And
Coach Johnny Stewart's got them in the weight room getting stronger.
Yep. And they break up.
Touchdown.
Hunter Zeman. Little trickery, he battles through the pile there. You know that fake handoff, you never know for sure who's got it. Well, it was Zeman this time, and he breaks through for a, let's see, what do they have that at? The 45? So we call it 45-yard touchdown.
44 yards out of Zeman.
For Hunter Zeman. And Hanover Horton with a couple of huge plays get themselves back in the end zone and into the lead in this game. 12-7, and they're going to have a chance to put two more up on the board. Harold brings the play in from the sideline. reporting it to his crew in the huddle as Napoleon already lined up with their defense. Comets break. And they send a man split wide. Two running backs and a wing. And now we got a whistle and a timeout from Hanover Horton. Something they didn't like. And they took a look. So we'll take a timeout as well. 1 minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy before our 2-point conversion attempt.
That's right, the Big Green Egg, the Big Green Egg. Like the Mini Max Egg that can cook a 12-pound turkey, 4 burgers, 1 chicken, 2 steaks, or a rack of ribs. Found only at Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products on Main Street in Brooklyn. Plus, you'll also find 8 spas under $4,500. Get a hot tub for under $4,500. 100% financing available at Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, Main Street in Brooklyn, your home for the Big Green Egg. And 8 spas under $4,500.
The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach Road in Clark Lake, serving up the classics for over 70 years. At the Beach Bar, they want you to feel good about what you eat. So they have no frozen ingredients, no fried foods. Their sandwiches, croissants, salads, and pizzas are made to order, not pre-made. Their world-famous soups are made every morning from scratch, and the Beach Bar takes pride in offering a one-of-a-kind menu. Dine in or take out. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach Road in Clark Lake.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
And the defensive line for Napoleon breaks through on the 2-point attempt. No good. Our score is 12-7. Hanover Horton back in front after a couple of huge plays. Fake punt and then a big run by Hunter Zeman.
I'd say that was a gutsy call on that fake punt, because Napoleon was just, I mean, they were dominating at the defensive line. I mean, that third down play in that last drive, they almost took the handoff. So, you know, you're back there and you're, what, fourth and 18 or whatever it was, fourth and 20?
Mm-hmm.
It's a gutsy call to go for it and to do a fake punt in that situation. So,
big play, and it worked out for them.
And it changed momentum just for a little bit. Next play, you know, they run one in for 44 yards out, and they're back on top.
Matt, did you have some other game scores?
I do. I got some out-of-town scores. Right now, I had Springport and Homer. I had Homer up 8-0.
Matt, I got to interrupt you really quick. Hanover Horton never breaks their huddle. They just run up and kick the ball. An onside kick attempt. And I'm waiting to see if they recovered or not. It looks like they did. And it is Hanover Horton football.
They said Silvestri. They said Silvestri recovered for Napoleon.
Jeez, yeah. But Hanover Horton pulling out all the stops today. Like you said, you're 0-4. Get big win number one. So Napoleon will start with decent field position from the 49-yard line. On the cusp of entering Hanover Horton territory, and they ought to do it on that handoff. They do. Down to the Hanover Horton 47-yard line on first down. It's coming up 2nd and 6 for the Pirates.
Wilson's on the sideline right now. I don't know if he's hurt. Is he nicked up? Because, man, I'll tell you, we watched him in game one. I thought he was the best offensive player on the field for Napoleon. And even in this game, he's had a couple nice runs, but he's not in there right now.
I formation for the Pirates. Give us to Weatherspoon, but slams into the line. And they keep pulling him backwards. Nice job by the Hanover Horton defensive line. Forward progress, though, is going to put him near the 45-yard line. And in the ensuing tackle, Weatherspoon's slow to get up, and he's not getting up right now. Still on the field. Looks, that's that writhing and pain kind of look that you get from a kid. So we hope he's all right. And now he's starting to make his way, try to get to his feet here. Trainer is out there. Now he's kind of in a 3-point stance. On his feet, but not ready to quite push his way up. As the trainer looks at Weatherspoon, we get this solidified here, find out how he's doing. Let's take a look at our qualifiers for the 2017 Chevy Cruze. It looks like Cheryl Burrell, Nikki Wersch, Bob Arthur, Karen Atkins, Tony Crist, Lisa Bradley, Sandy Stark, Susan Pascarella, Tanya Lacera, and Michelle Hem all qualified for that Chevy Cruze. Additionally, a $75 gift certificate from Lester Brothers is going to Cheryl Burrell, and a gas card from ERA Reardon Realty is going to Nikki Wersch. Congratulations to those folks, and all those qualifiers will get to see us at that Art Main Chevrolet qualifiers party when we give away that Chevy Cruze. So now, as Weatherspoon's still being helped to the sideline, the Napoleon offense breaks the huddle, and Duncan Wilson will be in that tailback position out of the I formation with Ethan Weatherspoon split wide right. And now Weatherspoon off the field. We're joined in the booth here by our colleague, and we got those our gift certificates, so we're going to try and get in touch with the winners. Back to pass, Jake Chadwell, and he'll throw it out to his tight end, Hunter Vincent, who catches it.
Close to a first down.
Close to a first down, but not quite a first down. Thanks very much, Lynn. My key. All right. Yeah, I'll keep him. All right, so fourth down is short. QB keep, and Napoleon's going to work their way to a first down. Nice job, Napoleon. Get the first down over the 40-yard line to the 39 of Hanover Horton. Napoleon now trailing, still 12-7.
Yeah, this is a game that I would have said that Napoleon would be heavily favored. Not just favored. I think they're, I'll tell you, Hanover's came out defensively. They've done a nice job, and they've really secured momentum in this game.
Another give to Wilson on first down. He's got about 3 yards down to the 35 on a dive to the right out of that I formation. Hunter Vincent now goes to the sideline. Chadwell there to get the play from the offensive coordinator. Pirates huddle back up. Second down and 7 yards. Chadwell out of the shotgun this time. They'll spread it out with 4 wide receivers. Wilson in the backfield. And the give is to Wilson. And he has some pressure in the backfield. He's able to squirt ahead over the 35-yard line down to the 34. So that'll bring up a third down and 5 yards for the Pirates offense.
Got some out-of-town scores. Got some out-of-town scores, Captain?
If you can do it quickly.
Yeah, Grass Lake leads Vandercook 10-0. Springport trails Homer right now 8-0. Grand Ledge on a field goal leads Jackson High 3-0 at the end of the first quarter. Columbia Central 7-0 over Blissfield. 21-0 Coldwater leads Northwest. 7-7 Marshall and Lumen. And Western's up on Hastings 7-0.
A third down play for the Pirates. It's a keeper for Jake Chadwell. And he's going to be close to the first down, run out of bounds. He's also all the way up to the 26-yard line. They're going to put him at the 27. And that'll be a first down for the Pirates. First and 10 from the 27-yard line. Pirates are driving now. I formation, Duncan Wilson tailback. Chadwell under center. He's got Weatherspoon to his right, Ethan Weatherspoon. The give is to Wilson after a fake to the fullback. Wilson battles his way into the line, pounds in there, and he fights his way down to about the 19-yard line. Nice handoff and run on first down.
Wilson's tough. That kid impresses me. He impressed me in game one, and he is impressing me again here in the game tonight. He runs hard. With those little legs. Not very big, but he's tough.
Out of that I formation again for Chadwell. Fakes the give to the fullback. Hands it off to Wilson. Over to the right. He splits it up the middle. He's down to the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown, Duncan Wilson for the Napoleon Pirates.
27 yards.
And after the Hanover Horton score, the Pirates able to answer. And we are here second quarter with 7.5 to go. And the Pirates go back in front 13-12. back to attempt the extra point now.
So much for wondering if Wilson was healthy, because we didn't see him much in there, but that was a great run right there.
And Skrzynski follows through with the extra point kick. And that will make it 14-12. Napoleon Pirates in front. We'll take a one-minute break on the KM105.3 Football Frenzy.
Checking in from downtown Jackson, the cruising, the final cruising of the year. Nate from the DDA. Wow, it's been an awesome year.
Yeah, it's been a really great year. We couldn't have asked for a better turnout for things, so pretty happy with how it went.
So a lot of great people put a lot into this. Is there anybody you want to say thank you to? Or?
Yeah, definitely. We've got Experience Jackson. They're a great partner with us for the cruise-ins. We're really happy that we can have a partnership with them. We've also got some Consumers Energy volunteers helping us out, too, so we're grateful for that as well.
Awesome. Katie, what do you think?
Who do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
What's on your mind?
Yeah.
I'm just happy everybody's still here. You know, we're just going to cruise on out for the rest of the night and hope everybody comes back next year.
It's been an awesome 2016 with the DDA awesome. Cruising. And guess what? They got some more things for you to get into before the year's done. So just look into it. There's a website, right?
Yep. It's jacksonDDA.org.
Real easy to find, ladies and gentlemen, when you want to know what's going on in downtown Jackson. It's been awesome. It's J-Rod checking in one last time. With Jackson's Up Music, KM105.3.
Bring the beat back.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, KM105.3.
And on the kickoff, handled and carried, we're going to get first down for Hanover Horton at the 30-yard line on their own half of the field. And after a tricky play and then a nice run by Hunter Zeman, Hanover Horton able to score on their last drive. We'll see what kind of offense they've got under their hat here for the final 7.5 in the second quarter. Halftime, stay tuned for the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. We'll be glad to give you all the information that we've got. Some out-of-town scores. First down give. Goes to Trevor Keeler, but no gain. No, they did give him about 3 yards on the play.
Three, yeah. Tough three right there.
Battling.
Once again, the participants in the halftime punt, pass, and kick awards, please start making your
so way. So we got him at the 33-yard line. Second down and 7. Wing T. And it gives Keeler again. And he's hit. No. Did they fool me?
Yeah, he kept it on his hip right there.
Great fake by Keeler and the quarterback, Evan Harold, as he tries to make his way outside. Probably got a couple more yards than Keeler would have gotten. Put him at the 37-yard line. Brings up a 3rd and 3. That's a nice spot to be in. Manageable 3rd down for Hanover Horton. And through the comments, I think you'd like a sustained drive that eats up another 6.5 minutes and you can head into halftime with a lead. And on the 3rd down play, it goes up the middle. I believe there's the football, and they lose some yardage there.
You were looking there.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was running down the sideline, had one guy to beat, and was going to score.
Well, I thought I saw who had it.
And then it ended up being a three-yard loss.
Yeah, they are. They're tricky there. So they lose 3 yards. It's fourth and 6.
We
for the Comets and the punt units in, but what does that mean? Keep your eye out. And now we got a flag on the play.
Flag.
Legal formation, maybe. And that is going to be the case. So push Hanover Horton back a little further. Napoleon's got Ethan Weatherspoon. Deep to return the punt. Greg Weatherspoon still out of the game. Looks like, I don't know, Matt. I'm trying to figure out where he's ailing. It looks like maybe a leg, something leg-related. Maybe an ankle. And you can see him kind of explaining it to a couple of his teammates on the sideline right now. 14-12.
Oh,
high
man.
Snap on the punt. Pulls it down. Now he's looking to run. Now he's going to throw. Into a group.
He caught
Evan Harold, the quarterback, on the catch. So, again, a pump play turns into a huge first down for the Comets.
Yeah, we got a flag, though. And I'm gonna guess it's an ineligible man downfield. That's my guess. Because you're sitting there. I don't think it was a fake punt by design.
No, it was a broken play.
And I think what happened is I think they possibly released their lineman. Yep.
And they did. You can see the signal there. So
yep.
What almost was a huge...
Well, his first start play. Was a great catch by the punter. He went up and he looked like Captain Steve Boyle jumping up for a rebound right there.
Right.
Like above the rim stuff.
Yeah, back. Just like me. Oh, goodness. Anyway, fourth down, and that'll make it 11.
Yeah.
If you're Napoleon, I think the only time you're worried on defense is when they're set up to punt right now.
Right now.
Like, you can handle their called plays, but when they get back to punt, you don't know what's going to happen. Zeman back at the 10-yard line to receive that snap. What happens from there on? Nobody knows. On the fourth down play. 5:08 left on the clock. This time the snap is good, and the punt is a low roller. Takes a Comets roll. Fielded at the 40 by Ethan Weatherspoon. He's got some room to run. Turns it toward that left sideline. Stiff arm over the 50 down to the 45. Still on his feet. Now down to the 40. Still going. Twists his way out of bounds.
Still never tackled him.
On the punt.
Finally just went out of bounds. Great return.
Never went down. I got to look at where the spot's going to be because he was tiptoeing the sideline for a while there. And it looks like they're going to put it at the 37, 38-yard line.
Well, I thought he got about at least 7 or 8 more yards from what I thought it was going to be about the 45-yard line, and next thing you know, he just kept going and going and going. I think he finally went out of bounds.
A complete unwillingness to step out of bounds over there and avoid the hit. He just kept spinning his way down the sideline. Great return by Ethan Weatherspoon. Gives good field position for the Pirates. And there's a give to Duncan Wilson. Breaks a couple tackles. Big gain there. 15 yards down to the 20-yard line. Duncan Wilson. After Greg Weatherspoon, they've got kind of a running back by committee situation going on. Weatherspoon's down. It's all in Duncan Wilson's hands, and he's stepped up to the challenge.
Well, I'll tell you, he is quick to the hole. And he is he runs hard.
I formation now for the Pirates, and the gives to Wilson again, off tackle to the right. This time he's got a pile of guys. He'll drive them back a little bit.
Get a little bit more.
Called about a 4-yard gain on first down for Napoleon. And well, like you said, Matt, it's almost like they heard your challenge. I said, look, run the ball until they stop it.
Exactly. Right now, run the ball with Duncan Wilson.
Second down to 6 yards for the Pirates at the Hanover Horton 19-yard line. Man, getting a little breeze up here in the booth, putting on the old jacket.
It's comfortable, though. It's not too bad. It's chilly.
Wilson breaks a tackle on the backfield. He's got room to run. He's down to the goal line. And he's going to be pulled down just short of the end zone at the 1-yard line. Wilson absolutely pummeled one of those defenders. Got kind of caught moving backwards, and Wilson came like with a head of steam. And they're actually going to set that at the 2-yard line. Wilson running very well right now. Now we're going to get an injury timeout here as we get a player sneak his way off the field. A little ankle twist there. Looks like maybe Devin Boland for the Comets. Chad Wallander center, I formation, 2 wide receivers, and he'll carry it into the end zone there.
Touchdown,
Napoleon Pirates. QB keep for Chadwell. And now the Pirates stretch their advantage 20-12 with 3:38 to go in the second quarter. And they'll come out with the kick unit. Skrzynski to kick, Chadwell to hold. Lined up, there's a snap, holds down, kick is up, and his third straight extra point attempt is through the uprights. 21-12. Napoleon Pirates in front. We'll take a 1 minute break here in the Cable 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Honest, ethical, putting clients first, doing what's right. Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. At our company, these aren't just buzzwords. My parents founded the company on these principles and values, and that is how we do our business every day. These are the qualities that allowed us to be the number one real estate company in Jackson County in 2015, in both sales volume and units sold. Even though we're doing business with old-fashioned values, we still have the most cutting-edge technology in the business to keep up with the speed of life today. If you would like to experience the service and values that made ERA Reardon Realty Jackson's number one real estate Estate Company, we would love to help you with your real estate needs. Call or stop in at any of our three offices, Northwest Avenue, South Main Street in Brooklyn, or our newest cafe-style office on Horton Road in Summit Township, connected to the new Bigby Coffee. Or you can check out our website at erareardon.com. Thanks again for your support and for making us number one in 2015. We look forward to being your real estate company.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on your K105.3 Football Frenzy. Napoleon kickoff does not go deep, and Hanover Horton will start with good field position at their own 42-yard line. As the offense takes the field, couldn't get a lot going on their last possession. And they'll come out with two backs, a wing, and a wideout. Harold back to pass. Has some time, looking for an open man. And underthrown, incomplete. We've got a flag on the field. The area where I'd expect to see some holding, perhaps.
Pass is incomplete to Austin Kilgore.
And looking for the official ruling on the play. Still have yet to see a signal for what the penalty is. And it's going to be holding against the Comets.
Actually, I think probably part of that is I think they're not used to throwing the ball. You know,
yeah.
That was a pass play, and this is pretty much a run-dominated offense.
So we're down to the final 3.5 of the first half, 21-12. Napoleon in front of the Hanover Horton Comets now, and the Comets, after a penalty, will have 1st and 20 from their own 31-yard line. Wing T formation, three backs, and I can't tell. Looked like it was the handoff. This is number 3 going to Hunter Zeman. And the first down play, and stop for no gain. Another injured Comet on the field right now is Steven Newman. Nope, that was it's gonna be Hunter Robinson, slow to get up. And they'll take him off the field now. He is on his feet.
It's kind of like something to say the face mask. Like he got poked in the eye or something.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's limping or anything like that. He just maybe needs to get his bearings. I expect we'll see him come back into the game. Matt, are you rocking is that Lions? Detroit Lions jacket there?
It's got the Lions color. I'm a Lion fan. You know me.
Yeah. Did you watch that? Penalty-ridden. You don't want to relive it.
Well, no. I think the official had a FanDuel team that day. Something.
Second down and 20 for the Comets, maybe even 21.
That's right.
Give goes to, looks like, to Zeman. Yep. Got Ty Lapshin on the carry on the second and long play. And he takes it over the 35 to 36, bring up third and about 15.
Well, these quick hitters, I think Hanover's been a lot more effective with these quick hitters than these slower developing plays.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was Zeman because it looked similar to that play that Zeman scored on.
Third down, Harold takes the ball. The give is a little slower to develop that time and quickly brought down by the Pirates. Lapshin for no gain, and that'll bring up fourth down about 15 for the Comets. The punt unit will come out, and now Napoleon's really got to wreck their brains. Pirates will take a timeout here. We've got 2:35 to go. We'll take a 30-second break on K105.3.
For 29 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County, but can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Marvelous Matt Lehman bringing you live football coverage from Napoleon High School, where the Pirates lead the Comets 21-12 with 2:35 to go in the first half. Fourth down and about 15 for the Comets. The punt unit comes out. Zeman back deep to take the snap, and doesn't look like any trickery on this play, Matt, but so far the big punt's been one of their bread offense and butter. And Ethan Weatherspoon back deep to receive. He had a nice return on the last punt he picked up. This one's tipped at the line, knocked down. And it looks like Napoleon recovered it. That's going to be excellent field position for the Pirates. At about the Hanover Horton 36-yard line. Nope, they've got it right on the 35. First and 10 for the Pirates after the punt was a low liner that actually got touched at the line. So the Pirates break the huddle, come to the line with the high formation.
Having success in that formation and not having success in that formation.
Duncan Wilson, been the name of the game for the offense for Napoleon. Quickly through the line, untouched. He's going to go 35 yards to the house. Duncan Wilson's show continues. Napoleon scores quickly, and that's the 27-12. 35 yards out. Duncan Wilson has put on a show. And we'll get Skrzynski out to attempt his fourth extra point for the night.
Yeah, they have found something.
Kick is up and good. 28-12 now. That's three unanswered scores now for the Pirates. We'll take a 30-second break for the kickoff here on K105.3.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Napoleon lines up for another kickoff after a quick score. Duncan Wilson continues to amaze out of the backfield for the Pirates. Skrzynski with the kickoff. It's a nice, high, deep kick fielded at the 20. And on the return, finding some room to run. Hit at the 40-yard line is number 28, Austin Kilgore, for the Hanover Horton Comets, where they'll start with 2:12 to go in the half. First and 10 from their own 40. Napoleon defense has done a nice job shutting down the Comets offense in the last couple possessions. After Hanover Horton able to keep pace with them in the first quarter, all Napoleon here in the second. Hanover Horton breaks the huddle. Harold under center. Two backs. The give is to number 23, and he's finding a little bit of running room. He's got about 3-4 yards on the play, Trevor Keeler. And now first down, it's going to be about 3 yards. And they'll spot that at the 44, so make it 4 yards. Second down and 6. The Hanover Horton Comets. As the clock runs here for a minute 43 and a half. Looking for that big play. We've seen Hunter Zeman be able to break for a big play. They'd love to have something like that happen now in the waning moments of the first half, trailing 28-12. Harold will take the snap again. Pitch out this time. And looking to get to the edge. He's going to run into a wall of Napoleon tacklers. Dodges as many as he can, but he's going to get pulled down for no gain. Dakota Manny on the pitch out. So they can spot looking about a half a yard on that, Gary. Timeout for the Pirates. Now with 3rd and 6. Minute 14 still on the clock.
That's a good timeout right there. If I'm Napoleon, I want to get back on the field and get the ball to Wilson one more time. Why not?
Yeah, he's proven an ability to put up some quick points, and with a little bit of time still remaining here, you might want to make the most of it. Napoleon's done a great job since, you know, that first drive and then their first defensive possession. Mostly penalty free and pretty efficient. So you see, you know, if they cut down the mistakes that they make themselves, they've got a pretty potent offense.
Well, we saw that in game one that they had a nice running game. Nice. I mean, you know, Weatherspoon's out of the game right now, but it's Weatherspoon. Chadwell could run a little bit. And I really like that Wilson, Duncan Wilson. He's not very big, but he is tough. Runs hard.
Instant speed for him too. It's like as he gets the ball, and he's at top speed as soon as he's got it. Third and six now. The Hanover Horton offense looking to match play action for Harold in the backfield. Pressure throw short, yeah, incomplete.
That's a big play for Napoleon right there because now it's fourth down. The clock is not running on the incompletion, and
the Hanover Horton punt comes out. Yep.
It's there and you know. This has been an adventure. And they've had their best offensive plays out of this, and they had the last one they kicked into the line. So.
And they're not going. Are they punting?
No, they're going for it. They're going for it.
No, that is the punt formation.
It's a little.
Blocked again. Takes a bounce. Oh. Touched. Someone's got to feel that. No. Who's got it?
First down, Napoleon.
First down, Napoleon ball, yeah. First and 10 from the Hanover Horton 49. Or the 51 if you're...
Canadian.
Canadian. Is that Canadian rules?
Canadian Steve Boyle.
12-10 from the Jackson High Grand Ledge game. Shante Suddeth apparently putting on a clinic, impressing as usual.
What was that score?
I had, what did I say? 12-10?
12-10?
Let me double check. As we have Chadwell back to pass, finds Ethan Weatherspoon wide open. He's looking to run, takes it in the middle of the field. He breaks a tackle, and he's in the open. Nobody's going to catch him now. 10, 5, touchdown, Ethan Weatherspoon. And there's why he used the timeout. Six more points on the board for the Pirates.
Well, when you got momentum like that, you got to get the ball. You want to get right back on the field. Because you want to get there before, you know, Hanover can make any adjustments. They've got some momentum rolling. Let's keep going here.
34-12 now our score with the Pirates. Make it 35 on the extra point. No good. That went a little wide. So 34-12 is our score. 45 seconds to go first half. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
8 o'clock on K105.3 WKHM FM, Brooklyn Jackson. Kickoff coming from Skrzynski, Napoleon. It's a liner, but it's going to get all the way back to Keeler. Takes it about the 18. He's up over to 35 now, pulled down to 37, where Hanover Horton will have 37 seconds to operate here in the first half, trailing now 34-12. It's been, what'd you say, Matt, 27-6 run here in the second quarter for the Pirates. Got some momentum, Duncan Wilson with some big plays, Chadwell with a big pass to Ethan Weatherspoon, and it's all Pirates. Hanover Horton's got to get something moving on the offense here. Where the ball's at right now, you get the feeling that that's where they've been every time in the last three, four possessions. They just find themselves kind of stuck right in that spot. And the give is to Keeler, trying to get to the outside. Gets to the edge, turns it upfield. Ethan Weatherspoon on the hit, but he gets the first down and out of bounds near the 49-yard line. Big play on first down for Hanover Horton. 28 seconds left. 34-12 now our score. And they'll move the chains. Hanover Horton will draw it up again there in the huddle. Nice first down play. And there's the handoff. This time up to the middle guy. He's going to get about 2 yards. Quick hit play there. Pulled down. And that's Dakota Manny on the carry for the Comets. Gets it into Pirate territory from 149 to the other.
Doesn't seem to be much of a sense of urgency right here. They're going to let the clock run out, and that's going to be our halftime score.
And we'll take it to the locker room. 3-2-1. Halftime. Napoleon Pirates catch fire in the second quarter, lead the game 34-12. Comets looked like they were going to keep pace early, but it's been all Pirates here in the second quarter. A little couple things working there on the offense for the Comets there as the time ticked away on the first half. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on your Kimono 5.3 Football Frenzy. We will take a 4-minute break here on the halftime. Come back with the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report, including a look at your out-of-town scoreboard, some stats, and we'll prep us for the second half of the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
Laughing voices, vibrant smiles, busy hands. That's what you will find when you visit Legacy Assisted Living Center. This isn't senior living the way you thought it would be. It's senior living the way it should be. This state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
Arrow Steel and the Glick family want to thank the Jackson community for their support over the past 100 years in business. From 1916 to 2016, Louis Glick arrived in Jackson, Michigan in 1916. He built a successful scrap business, Glick Iron and Metal. In 1948, the youngest of Louis' children, Al, with guidance from his brother Robert, started his own metal service in Jackson. He named the new company using the first two letters of his name along with his brother's name, calling it Arrow Steel. Arrow Steel thanks the Jackson community for 100 years in business. Metals and plastic cut to size, delivered next day. Place your order today at arrow.com.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
I can't even believe what I just did, folks. Skip Young of Kia of Lansing, Kia of Jackson. I've just accepted the largest sales challenge Kia has ever given to me. And it's all or nothing, folks. If we don't hit our sales goal, it's going to cost me thousands of dollars. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to get you out of your old car and into a new Kia. So bring us any trade-in, and I'll give you up to $5,000 minimum for it. Body damage? No problem. Mechanical issues? No problem. You don't even need to wash it, folks. At Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, get up to $5,000 minimum for your trade-in. So don't put another penny in that old car. Trade in your old car and get a new Kia for possibly less than you're paying right now. Remember, I'll do whatever it takes to get you approved.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards.
Plus tax tag. Trade offer toward the purchase of select models. Not in combination with any other offer. Some restrictions apply. Expires month end.
The KiaGiants.com.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's sweet onion chicken teriyaki day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day, every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
At Hanover Horton, we are committed to academic excellence. Our classrooms utilize the latest technology. We offer a wide variety of electives, K through 12. Our high school offers AP classes and college courses. Hanover Horton has an amazing music program and stellar athletics. Hanover Horton teachers are committed to reaching all-level learners and preparing students for their future. Our academics are consistently among the best in the area. Hanover Horton has a small-town feel with endless support from our community. Hanover Horton Schools. Come see how great education can be.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on the Collins Brothers floor covering Halftime Report. As we, you know, it looked like we had a back-and-forth contest going on, Matt, and then all of a sudden the Pirates just found some momentum, found some rhythm on the offense, and went wild on the scoreboard. Duncan Wilson and Ethan Weatherspoon. Putting up big points and big plays for the Pirates there late in the first half.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, I thought the key was Wilson, and he really got him going a little bit and really just changed the momentum of the game. And then, you know, the big pass play right there. You could tell Napoleon, you know, when you got that much momentum, you could tell you want to get the ball back. And they called that timeout, and then Hanover kind of helped him out a little bit on that third down play. They threw the ball, it was incomplete. So they stopped the clock, and they punt, block punt, and then big play to Chadwell to Weatherspoon, and it's a blowout now, 34-12. And I just don't think Hanover Horton's got – they just don't really have that kind of team to play from behind like they are right now. So.
Yeah, and, you know, you see those teams that want to control the football with that steady run game, and it's great when it's working, but if it gets you behind in a situation like this, you start to wonder if they've got the octane to put numbers up in the second half that they'll need to get back into this contest.
It's a great offense ahead, but not a great offense behind.
Yeah. Well, let's get a recap of our scoring in the first half. You got that down for us, man?
I do. You know, in the start off, it was kind of a quiet start. Keeler got Hanover going on a 3-yard touchdown run to go up 6-0. And then Quartz answered for the Pirates on a fullback 1-yard run. The extra point was good. Napoleon then led 7-6. And that was our first quarter. Well, then Zeman came out. That was after that big fake punt play.
Yep.
Gutsy call, got the first down, and then the next play, Zeman ran one in from 44 yards out, missed the extra point, and Hanover led 12-7. Well, then Wilson, the first of his two second-quarter touchdowns, ran one in from 27-yard out. They got the extra point, made it 14-12. And then Chadwell, on a 2-yard run, it was set up by another big run by Wilson that put them up 21-12. And then Wilson from 35 yards out to make it 28-12, and then right before the half, Chadwell to Weatherspoon on a 34-yard touchdown to put them up 34-12. And here's where we are, halftime.
There you go. On the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report for the Kim 105.3 Football Frenzy. I want to once again congratulate Nikki Wersch and Cheryl Burrell. You guys got a couple of prizes to pick up here in the press box. I don't know if you're listening to the radio in the stands or anything, but we'll try to get word to the PA announcer that we got prizes up here for you. Last score I had from Jackson High and Grand Ledge was 12-10, Matt.
That's what I have, yep.
What other scores have you got for us on the out-of-town scoreboard?
Well, I got Western leads Hastings 21-10 at the half. Lumen Christi, last report, was up 14-7 on Marshall. A huge game for Lumen Christi. I think that's a game that they need to win to help their playoff chances down the road. Homer leads Springport 8-7. That was just before halftime. Kind of a little upset going down in Athens. Athens leads Concord 13-7. The Yellow Jackets are undefeated, and they're having fits right now with Indians. Columbia Central leads Blissfield 19-0. As you mentioned, Jackson High over Grand Ledge 12-10 at the half. Coldwater all over Jackson Northwest 35-0 at the half. And Reading and Quincy tied 14-14. So that's what I got so far.
The out-of-town scoreboard as we have it. Once again, I want to mention our qualifiers for the 2017 Chevy Cruze, Cheryl Burrell, and she actually also won a $75 gift certificate from Lester Brothers. And Nikki Wersch, who was our Speedway gas card winner from ERA Reardon Realty, they're both also qualified for the Chevy Cruze, along with Bob Arthur, Karen Adkins, Tony Christ, Lisa Bradley, Sandy Stark, Susan Pascarella, Tanya Lacera, and Michelle Hem. So congrats to all those people for getting signed up for that 2017 two-year lease on the Chevy Cruze. And I think the Napoleon Band is getting ready to take the field. We'll take another four-minute break here on the halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. 34-12, the Napoleon Pirates ahead of the Hanover Horton Comets on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
If your tailgate's boring, not enough food, then you need the Big Green Egg. That's right, the Big Green Egg. The Big Green Egg. Like the Mini Max Egg that can cook a 12-pound turkey, 4 burgers, 1 chicken, 2 steaks, or a rack of ribs. Found only at Pecos' Spas and Leisure Products on Main Street in Brooklyn. Plus, you'll also find 8 spas under $4,500. Get a hot tub for under $4,500. 100% financing available at Pecos' Spas and Leisure Products, Main Street in Brooklyn, your home for the Big Green Egg. And 8 spas under $4,500.
Fry & Son Automotive can save you money on the road through better fuel economy, longer tire life, and can improve the safety and ride comfort of your vehicle. With professional tire installation, their qualified installers can get the best for you. And if you need any kind of repair to your vehicle, Fry & Son Automotive is a name you can trust to get the job done right. They can do mechanical and collision repairs. Fry & Son Automotive, family owned and operated for 20 years at 7150 Brooklyn Road in Napoleon.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Go blue, go green, go gold tag flooring sale. Collins Brothers Abbey Carpet of Jackson is passing you big savings with free carpet installations during the National Fall Gold Tag Flooring Sale. That's right, free installation on first string carpets from the Collins Brothers stable of premier carpet brands. First down, lifetime wear warranty. Second down, lifetime stain warranty. Third down, lifetime soil warranty. Touchdown, free carpet installation. Go Collins Brothers, go gold tag flooring sale. Going on now in downtown Jackson.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township. The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, still on the halftime here. About a minute and a half on the clock. We'll get some extra time put back up there to stretch and warm up as both teams actually back out of the locker room now on the field, getting loose for the second half. 34-12 is our score. All Napoleon their late second quarter to stretch their lead and really put some distance between the two teams. And we've been taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and some other stuff. Matt, we missed you last week. Grass Lake Manchester gave us a classic.
Yeah, I saw that. It was 26-0.
Yeah, good shut looking. Them out. But, we were it was 6-0 for a huge portion of that game.
Well, I'll be honest with you. That was a game, I didn't want to miss. I think I told you my daughter got inducted into the Concord Wall of Fame.
Both your kids, right?
Both her kids, yep.
Yeah, we paid tribute during the broadcast. We missed you, but...
Well, thank you.
Jason Smith filled in for him. We had a fun time in the broadcast, but we're looking forward to next week. We're going to be... back this direction again, just up the road at Columbia Central. Onstad in Columbia Central, I believe that's Columbia's homecoming, and that's a big game for them. So we'll get out of the Cascades Conference for a little while there and get a look at Columbia Central again, a team that we saw week one against this Napoleon team. Napoleon certainly looks a little tighter tonight. I think their execution has been better than when we saw them.
Like I said earlier in the game, I think stop being cute and run the ball. Because I'll tell you what, this is, Weatherspoon's out right now. Preliminary indication he's got a sprained knee, which, hopefully it's not serious. But they can run the ball. I mean, they got Weatherspoon, Chadwell can run, and obviously Duncan Wilson's been outstanding in this game. And it's like, sometimes I think it's, sometimes you get the mindset like you want to throw it around a little bit. You want to turn into track meet. You want to blow this team out. But sometimes you just need to run the ball, make them stop the run. And, I think that's what they did in the second quarter. The only pass play that I remember of any significance was the pass play to Weatherspoon.
And you get
that might have been the only pass that they threw.
Yeah, and you get the sensation that the reason that pass worked, because Weatherspoon standing by himself on that play, nobody within probably 5 or 6 yards of him. And the reason that may be is because they were so concerned about Wilson on the run.
A little play action, and yes, I agree.
And Chadwell didn't miss him, and great run after the catch for Weatherspoon on that final touchdown in the first half.
One thing that's very noticeable in this game is Napoleon's team speed is really, I think, significantly better than Hanover's.
That's where they certainly have an advantage. Size-wise, both of these teams match up pretty well, look pretty even. And they're going to put 3 minutes back up on our halftime countdown clock here. I'm going to keep my eye out to make sure that is indeed what happens. I don't want to go to a break or anything here. But the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. Collins Brothers Floor Covering, family-owned and operated since 1940, Matt. That was you graduated in 1940, didn't you?
1942.
Oh, okay.
1942, yeah.
Yep. Younger than I thought. My mistake. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come back with second half on K105.3's Football Frenzy.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Honest, ethical, putting clients first, doing what's right. Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. At our company, these aren't just buzzwords. My parents founded the company on these principles and values, and that is how we do our business every day. These are the qualities that allowed us to be the number one real estate company in Jackson County in 2015 in both sales volume and units sold. Even though we're doing business with old-fashioned values, we still have the most cutting-edge technology in the business to keep up with the speed of life today. If you would like to experience the service and values that made ERA Reardon Realty Jackson's number one real estate
Estate Company, we would love to help you with your real estate needs. Call or stop in at any of our three offices, Northwest Avenue, South Main Street in Brooklyn, or our newest cafe-style office on Horton Road in Summit Township, connected to the new Bigby Coffee. Or you can check out our website at erareardon.com. Thanks again for your support and for making us number one in 2015. We look forward to being your real estate company.
Winter is coming. Make sure your driveway is prepared with help from Lester Brothers. They have driveway gravel to make it easy for you to get in and out of your driveway this winter. You're also going to want to get your septic tank pumped before winter, and Lester Brothers can do that too. It's not too late for end of the year projects. From residential and commercial excavation to topsoil and driveway gravel, no job is too big or too small for Lester Brothers Excavating. Call today, 764-7888. Lester Brothers Excavating, online at lesterbros.com.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Halftime report brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering, family owned and operated since 1940. Thanks for tuning in tonight to the Football Frenzy. Just about ready to jump things off for the second half. We'll get a kickoff from the Napoleon Pirates to the Hanover Horton Comets. Matt, you got a score update?
I got a couple. I got Western Hastings. That is halftime. It's 21-20 Western. Homer is up 16-14 on Springport. Close to the half, Athens leads Concord 21-7. And that's it. That's the rest of the scores. I haven't got any more updates, but that's the ones I had updates on, Captain.
All right. Appreciate it, Matt. As ball's teed up. And the scoreboard's got 12 minutes on it. Third quarter underway with a kick. It's going to float to the 25-yard line, roll out of bounds at the 21, and we'll get a flag in the air. And penalty issued on that kickoff out of bounds. And what are we going to do here? Re-kick. That is indeed the result.
Another update, Stockbridge. Man, they got a boy. That's a guy I'd like to watch play before he graduates. The quarterback from. They're trailing Lakewood.
Is that Mason G. Montgomery?
Mason G. Montgomery. Yeah, Mason G. Montgomery. He's a record-setting quarterback. I think I saw on the paper. They're down 28-14. He's thrown Brooks State record in touchdown pass, I believe, for a career.
And another kickoff, another out of bounds, another flag on the field. Napoleon can't get that football down the center.
Did you see the game that had the multiple personal fouls, and they kicked off from the 25-yard line, like 25 yards from the goal line? I'd never seen anything like that.
Jeez, don't you just kind of imagine
looking out and watching a kickoff that was from the 25-yard line going that way. I mean, obviously you have to onside kick. Why not?
Right. So they'll tee it up this time from the 30. And this time it does go down the middle. Intercepted right there at about the 44. Picked up, not a lot of running room, but good field position to start for Hanover Horton.
Considering two penalties, that's actually a pretty good stop on special teams right there for him.
That was another one of those where it was a low kick, and it almost knocked the kid down. He kind of got his arm up into the path of the ball, knocked it down, and then picked it up off the ground. But Napoleon, good coverage. Hanover Horton will start with possession at their own 45-yard line.
Another important score update, the Tigers up 4-0. In Comerica, and they control their destiny.
Trying to hold on to that wild
to
card
the playoffs,
spot.
Man.
And there's a give to Keeler, and he's got some room to run. It's not the guy who had it. Fooled me completely. Nice job. You know, I'm getting mad at them making me look bad with that great misdirection.
Bird
on the play?
Yep.
And it looks like Bird has come in to replace Evan Harold in that QB spot.
Only a sophomore. One of those sophomores you talked about before the game.
Yeah, youth movement on display here for the 0-4 Comets. Well on their way to an 0-5 start. But a penalty is going to go against Hanover Horton on the play. And that's a 15-yarder. Set up first and 25. 11:48 to go third quarter. 34-12. Napoleon Pirates leading the Comets. A lot of distance to cover now for Hanover Horton. Wing T formation. And that give goes up the middle, and he's brought down. Hit almost immediately. Looks like maybe he'll get a half yard or so on the carry.
Trevor Killer, the ball carrier for the Comets, on the stop for the Pirates. 62
Damian Blair. That'll give him a lot closer to 2 yards, I suppose. So that'll make it a 2nd and 23. Penalties can really just take the wind right out of you, everything you're trying to do on the offense.
And again, like we said, this is a lot of plays to get a first down with this kind of an offense right here.
A couple more yards on second down, closer to the 35.
Really forces you to play a different kind of game that you're accustomed to.
27, for the Pirate team.
Was it Hastings that we saw against Northwest where they could run the spread and they could run the full house backfield?
Let's put them at the 34-yard line, third down and almost 21. And this time they got some room to run around the corner, get up to that original line of scrimmage, and then maybe a couple more. They'll bring up a fourth down and 8 yards. The QB keep for Bird.
I'll tell you, Bird showed a little wiggle on that move right there. Nice gain.
Yeah, a little
12-yard run.
Breakaway speed as he got to the sideline there. Fourth and 8.
Puts them in position for their best offensive package of the night. The punt.
The fake punt formation.
Fake punt formation.
307 There's a low punt. He does get away. It's going to roll down to the 25 and fall dead at the 23. Looks like, did it bounce out of bounds to come back in?
It must have, because there was no sense of urgency right there. No. I thought it was still in bounds.
Yeah, it did. It ended up in bounds, but I don't know, to take a hop out of bounds and then kick back in.
I'm going to guess yes.
They can put it at the 26-yard line. So Napoleon will get backed up a little bit in their own territory here. Offense that was hitting on all cylinders late in the first half gets back on the field for the first time here in the second half. They'll go I formation with Duncan Wilson, the deep back. He'll take the give, runs off tackle, still on his feet, gets it over to the 30 to the 33-yard line before he's brought down by a slew of Comets.
You know, I tell you, Hanover had that defended well. But Wilson broke that first tackle right there and got the extra yards. Nice gain on first down, 2nd and 3.
Second down, two wideouts for Chadwell under center in the I formation. To his right is Ethan Weatherspoon, had the touchdown catch to end the first half. The give, though, goes to Wilson. A little patience in the backfield, a little wiggle, and he gets out over the 40 to the 42. And he's pulled down, first down for Napoleon. And that was not Wilson. Similar running style, but it's Aslan Hunt, I think, on the carry.
Going to have a first and 10 on their own 40.
And he almost deceptively similar to Wilson on the play. Wilson is back in now on this one out of the eye, and the give is to him. First down, well defended by the Comets. They'll hit him after about a yard. Bring up 2nd and 9.
Hey, I just got a message from my son. He said he must be listening to the broadcast, and he says I sound better than Matt Millen. That's a slap.
I don't know what that means. Yeah,
what does that mean? I hate Matt Millen. You think he'll ever be brought back to a Detroit Lion game to be honored at halftime?
No, I'm just sure about to expect that he would get nothing but a chorus of boos, and it would be embarrassing. Pitch out to Wilson, looking to get to the edge, turns it upfield. He's got about 5 on the play, pulled down. On the tackle is Kilgore for Hanover Horton. That's going to get Napoleon into Comet territory and bring up a third down in about 2. Napoleon continues to move the chains. little by little, working the way down the field. We get a little breeze going in the press box here, and I got just a nice sniff. Man, it smells like fall.
It does. It does.
Gives me a good feeling up here in the press booth.
It smells like an illegal burn because it's windy out here.
Third and two, and they give to the fullback. Nothing doing for number 34, John Courts. He's pulled down to bring a fourth and two, and the Pirates, little personnel change, get the punt unit out of the field. So nice job by the Hanover Horton Comet defense to shut down what was starting to be a little bit of momentum for the Pirates. Back to punt is Chadwell. It's a high punt. It's not going to go too far. Bounces at the 30, takes a big Pirates bounce. And that's going to get him inside the 20-yard line to the 18. Comets will have 22 yards to work with to get to the end zone here in the third quarter. With 7:10 on the clock, 34-12 is our score with Pirates. Well in front of the Comets. Hanover Horton will come out, huddle up, and decide what to do here with their second possession of the half. Game brought to you by so many folks tonight. Art Main, I want to go ahead and spotlight those guys once again, giving us the two-year, 24,000-mile lease on the 2017 Chevy Cruze. We got another 10 qualifiers tonight. We're going to do it again next week at Columbia Central High School, so please join us for that contest. Give going to the outside. It's number four. Turn it upfield there. Finding a little bit of running room. Got about 2 yards on the play. Lapson. And they can actually spot that. With, I'd say about 3 yards. Let's go second down and seven for the Comets. Nice give on the sweep play going around to the right side as Hanover Horton works from our right to left. Second down, you know, get another chunk here on second down. Get yourself a third and short play.
Western just scored again. It's, they're up now 27-20. They missed the extra point, 27-20 over Hastings. After watching Hastings play, I got to believe that'd be a fun game to watch.
Trevor Keeler on the carry for the Comets on second down, and he's going to lose about a yard. Third and seven. Call it eight. They slide that back a little bit. Third and eight for the Hanover Horton Comets. Nice job by the Pirate defense on that play. Snuffed it out. Very similar to the play they had run prior to that. Trying to move it up that right side. Hanover Horton comes out with Bird under center again, replacing Evan Harold in the offense. And he will keep it. And he's getting close to first down. He's got the first down now over the 30 to the 33-yard line before he's carried out of bounds. That QB sneak play with Bird running up the right side has proven to be an effective play for the Comets. First down as Hanover Horton moves the chains one more time. So Hanover Horton breaks the huddle, comes up to the line of scrimmage, first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Bird fakes the pitch. He's actually going to give to Keeler again up the middle, and he's met by a crew of Pirates there for no gain. Second down to 10 yards for the Comets, and now we got a Comet player slow to get up on the play, Trainer quick to get on the field here.
Update from Athens. Concord scored. That's now 21-13. Athens leads.
And we still got the player on the field here, Matt.
Who's that?
Amanda Williams.
I can't see the number here from the angle, so I'm not certain who it is down. But hopefully nothing serious, but no real movement.
Well, it's a baby bag plus a purse. Is there a baby in there?
So during the injury, man, let's go ahead and get a real close look at the out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water. Give me some of these updates you got.
Okay, I had last update I had, 21-20 Western led Hastings. Lumen 14-7 at the half against Marshall. I'll have to look through Twitter if I can get an update on that. Homer was up 16-14 on Springport. Athens Concord. Athens was up 21-13 third quarter. Columbia Central 19-0 lead on Blissfield. Jackson High. We get an update on that?
I haven't gotten anything recently.
Last report we saw was 12-10. Northwest had scored. It was now 35-7. Coldwater. They were up 35-0 at the half. But Northwest just punched them in. Jonesville up 28-8 at halftime on Union City. That was a new score I just got. We had a halftime score. Grass Lake led Vandercook Lake 24-12. And Reading and Quincy tied 14-all. So
there's your out-of-town scoreboard update for Tri-County Water, serving Jackson for over 50 years. Trevor Keeler, the injured player for the Comets, helped off the field. He did walk away on it of his own power, but I would assume he doesn't look quick to come back into the game. We get a flag on the play for a false start now on 2nd and 10 for the Comets. And they'll walk that one off for 5 yards, give it another go on 2nd down.
I got a Lumen update, too. It's now Lumen leads 21-14 on Marshall.
Big game for Lumen. They're fighting for their playoff lives early in the season here. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'd like to see that when Lumen Christie Western plays. I'll tell you, I'm fascinated by that. I think that's it's not very often. I don't know how many times Western has beat Lumen Christie over the years. But I just, you know, you look at the scores. We haven't seen either one of those teams play, but I think Western's got a shot in that game.
Play action for Bird on the 2nd down and long. He's got a man downfield. Caught out of bounds near the 50. First down, Hanover Horton Comets. Big play on the rollout for Bird.
Kristen Benecki.
Junior tight end for the Comets.
Ran a nice
route. Throw caught him right in stride, and he momentum carried him out of bounds right at midfield. Hanover Horton Comets with the first down. Got a little something working here on the offense. We've got 4:44 to go, third quarter. That's the second time this game the clock stopped at 4:44.
I think I'm going to stop and buy a three-digit lottery ticket.
Play the big three.
Play the big three, 4:44.
34-12, our score, Hanover Horton with the first down from midfield. Bird fakes the handoff. He's keeping it right off of his hip. There, it got the pursuit on him. He looks to turn up field, and he's going to lose a yard on the play.
Bird running the ball for the Comets. The stop for the Pirates was number 52, James.
I like the hidden ball trick there on the hip, but you could tell there was a Pirate defender pursuing him who could tell he had the rock.
A little Doug Flutie look to it.
Yeah. So Hannah Morton reconsiders here. 2nd down, they lost 2 yards on the play. 2nd and 12. Bird under center, wing tee, 3 backs. And the give real quick to the upback, and he will not go anywhere. Carrier is number one, Jalen White. And again, pulled down for no gain. 3rd down to 12 yards for the Comets. Maybe they'll think about going to the air again on 3rd down here.
Columbia Central, we're going to see next week, right?
Yeah.
They're up 25-0 on Blissfield, third quarter score.
Third down play here for the Comets. Bird under center, and he does give the handoff. And again, nowhere to go. Carrier was number 11, Dakota Manny. He's pulled down, and that'll bring up another 4th down play for the Comets, and we get the punt unit potentially coming out of the field for Hanover Horton. They've made some hay with the punt unit. It's been an odd. Yeah, they had the big fake punt play, but they've had a couple blocked, and it's kind of excitement. You don't know what's going to happen.
One blocked, one kicked into the line, low line drive that looked like a couple drives that I hit Wednesday night.
Punt formation. This one is away cleanly. It's going to carry out of bounds, and I'm going to guess they're going to spot that somewhere around the 33-yard line. He keeps walking forward. 34. That's pretty good for it. We don't really have a good vantage point for that opposite sideline to see where it went out of bounds. Right? Kudos to me. Patting myself on the back over here, man.
You're a legend in your own mind.
You know it. Well, I know it. I guess, is the whole point of that.
Yeah.
2:38 to go third quarter.
Tell me something I don't already know, right?
34-12 as we tick down the moments of this third period of football. Scoreless since the half. Duncan Wilson trying to change that on the first down play for Napoleon. He'll get about 8 yards. And he's pulled down on the other side of the 40 at the 42.
High scoring second quarter's kind of turned into a quiet third quarter here. It's kind of a ho-hum. Look if I'm Napoleon right here. It'd be, you know, it looks like they got Wilson out there. I think you want to finish this game on a good drive right here. You know, from the standpoint of if you score here, you know, you're probably going to be playing your twos and threes the rest of the game.
Three wide receivers. Quarterback's going to keep it. He's over the 50 to the 45-yard line. And Chadwell out of the game. Darren Hampton handling QB duties and on the run. Big game there. And now we have a Pirate player down on the field. I think we've been fortunate for the most part to have limited injuries thus far in the season, but tonight we've just been a handful of guys down on the field, including Greg Weatherspoon for Napoleon going out early in the game, and we haven't seen him return, and I don't expect he will now with the big lead, but we hope that he doesn't have to miss a lot of time.
I think I told you I had an update that said that was a sprained knee. It didn't appear to be serious, according to my source.
Who's your source? You got a Jeremy. Don't tell me. Oh, Jeremy Fowle down the field.
Fowle, yeah, he's down there watching any of his basketball players, making sure they don't get hurt.
So we've got dead 2 minutes on the clock here, 34-12. And player down on the field for Napoleon looks to be, I'm speculating here, Aslan Hunt. Nope. Connor Bammer. And now he's going to get helped off the field. And that would, again, look like an injury to the lower extremities. And he's now off the field to applause from the hometown crowd. Pretty packed house tonight. Both teams, Hanover always travels well for athletics, and Napoleon comes out to support their team tonight for the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Not a small amount of them probably came out to get signed up for that 2017 Chevy Cruze tailgate. We get a false start penalty against Napoleon on 1st and 10. So make it 1st and 15 from the Hanover Horton 49-yard line.
Western and Hastings are tied at 27.
I formation for the Pirates. And the gives to Wilson. Gets to the line, stutter step, spins ahead, and he'll get past the original line of scrimmage, but not much more. Bring up 2nd in about 9.5 for the Pirates. As we're now at about a minute 15 to go, third quarter, 34-12. Pirates still holding on to that advantage, still scoreless. We could end this period without a score. I formation again here for the Pirates. Wilson deep. Ethan Weatherspoon split out wide. And the throw goes to him on a little wheel route. And he's going to miss it off of his hands, out of bounds, incomplete pass. Third down and 10 for Napoleon. And again, we got a substitution at quarterback. They bring in the youngster at quarterback.
Hampton.
Is that what I said?
Yep, Darren Hampton, junior quarterback.
Yep. So it's youngster, I guess. Everyone's younger than me, right? Delayed handoff to Wilson. He jumps into the line. He's not going to go far. He's going to get about a yard, but in the scrum, it looks like maybe a ball loose.
Grand Ledge just scored on Jackson. It's now 16-12. Grand Ledge leads Jackson High with about 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
4th and 9 coming up here for the Pirates with 27 seconds on the clock. Here in the third quarter, 34-12, still our score. Pirates holding on to the lead at home against the Comets. Punt away and fielded at the 18, held on to by number 28, Austin Kilgore. So stops the clock with 8 seconds left in the third.
Comets are going to take over. They're going to have a first and 10 on their own 18.
I'm trying to check the sidelines here and see if Keeler is going to come back in the game. He was slow to get up on a play and left.
Hey, this is this is an interesting score right there. Captain Steve, look at that. Grass Lake 24, Vandercook 18, third quarter. I'll tell you, Vandercook Lake is, they're battling.
They are. And on the first down play for the Comets, the handoff goes to Zach Thomas, junior halfback. He stopped for no gain. That'll run out the clock on the third quarter. 1 minute break here in the Football Frenzy, 34-12. We're back with the fourth quarter to wrap up this contest.
Laughing voices, vibrant smiles, busy hands. That's what you will find when you visit Legacy Assisted Living Center. This isn't senior living the way you thought it would be. It's senior living the way it should be. This state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Deep Oil Matt Lehman on the K105.3 Football Frenzy at the start of the fourth quarter here for B&G Landscape. Matt, B&G Landscape.
Got mulch?
Yeah, they do. Stay tuned after the contest for our Subway Player of the Game. Hey, thanks to Baker College for providing those foam fingers that we give away during the pregame tailgate. Get started at baker.edu online. Second down and 9 for the Comets. And the handoff goes ahead for about 5 yards on the play. Number one, Jalen White on the carry is going to get a few yards, but we have a flag coming at the end of the play.
Picking it up.
He's picking it up.
It's a
25-yard line for Hanover Horton. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 3 yards. Big play there for Jalen White, finding a little space, which has been hard to come by for the Comets offense against this Napoleon defense.
Yeah, Western just answered with Hastings. It's now Western leading 34-27.
Back and forth duel. And there's a first down play. Goes back to Jalen White for the Comets. He bails ahead, stays on his feet, gets to the 26-yard line. But that's going to still be 3 yards short of a first down. Fourth down decision for the Comets.
What do you do here? You go for
punt. You go for it.
Why not? You're down 34-12, you're 0-4. Go for it. Why not?
Nothing to lose.
Man, I mean, it's 4th and 1. You know, you might maybe try to draw them off sides.
They're going
to... Oh, nice hit!
Give to White. Extra, really extra. Fighting.
Close.
That's going to be close. Yeah, that's going to need a measurement. Comet player signaling for a first down. We got to get a spot. And if it's true, we maybe need to measure this one. That's going to be right at about the 20, just short of the 29-yard line. And they signal first down.
First down.
Nice job, Jalen White, on that second effort. Because like you said, man, he gets hit right at the line. Keeps the legs churning. And is actually able to drag a guy or two about 2 yards to get himself that first down marker. Now on the first down play, Bird's going to keep it. Gets to the outside. He's got a lot of room over there on the sideline. He's going to get toward a first down. Goes out of bounds near the 40-yard line. That's going to be right by that first down marker where they mark him out of bounds at. Yeah, it looks like he's got him short of it by about a yard. So on first down, they get 9, 2nd and 1 for the Comets. Big play. And that's been their best offensive play is when Bird's able to keep that and get to that sideline. He's pretty quick and has racked up a few yards since coming into the game for Hanover Horton. Three backs for the Comets now. And this time back to pass is Bird. Got a man open out in the flat over the 40 to the 50 into Pirate territory at the sideline. He's got enough speed. He's going to go to the end zone. 10-5 touchdown. Hanover Horton Comets. Ty Lapson takes it all the way, and that's going to be a 61-yard pass play. Well drawn up and executed by the sophomore quarterback, Frank Bird. Into the game here in the second half, replacing Evan Harold, and has been quite effective for the Comets. Looked good. 10-16 to go in this contest. 34-18 is our score. Hanover Horton will set up for a two-point attempt. Matt, you made the call. Go for it on fourth down. Turns into a touchdown.
Hey, why not?
On the two-point attempt, Bird back to throw again. He's got a man. Caught. Touchdown. Well, two-point attempt. He's in the end zone. And there's your first successful two-point try for the Comets. And they make it 18-34. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with a kickoff on K105.3.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
After they add the two-point conversion there, 20-34, now our score. The Comets trail by two touchdowns and a couple extra points with 10-16 to go. The Pirates ready to receive the kick. And we've seen Hanover Horton be tricky out of this. They huddle up to set up for that kickoff, but they, on one attempt, they actually just ran up and kicked it without stretching out. This time they do spread the line out. And Ty Lapson,
that's the onside here,
scores the touchdown. Now he kicks off. And nice kick over kick to the receiver. That's going to roll into the end zone. Touchback for the Comets.
Well, I'll tell you, 10 minutes left.
You got some stuff working here in the Comets?
I think right here, Hanover gets a stop. And it's only a two-score game. This is a big offensive possession for Napoleon. I mean, it's a big defensive possession for Hanover, too. But I think Napoleon's got to put a drive together right here.
Chadwell back in at quarterback, it looks like, after having come out on the last drive for the Pirates. Wilson in the backfield from the 20. Give is to Wilson on first down. And it looked like they had him stopped at that line of scrimmage, and he burst through the line and turns it into 5 yards. Actually, they give him 6 on the play. Second down of 4 for Napoleon. And that'll get the clock running. Wilson comes to the sideline into the backfield for the Pirates. Now Aslan Hunt. Split wide, Michael Hulbert and Ethan Weatherspoon. Chadwell gives to Hunt around the end. He finds some room. Yep. First down and then some.
Yep, fresh legs right there. Nice play.
Out of bounds at the 35. First down for Napoleon.
Hunt showed a little speed right there on that left side. He's just a junior also. Duncan Wilson's just a junior. This is a team that really could compete next year, I think in this conference. Their backup cornerback Hampton, who's got a little time, he'll be back next year to probably quarterback this team. And then you got Duncan Wilson and Hunt right there that ran the ball. He's only a sophomore, so.
Give to Hunt again, looking to get to the outside, turns it upfield, but stretched out. Good job on the defense by Hanover Horton.
It's like a hold right here.
We'll see what the flag, yeah. Number 9 has in the area, you anticipate a holding call. Good job to stretch out that play by the Animal Horton Comets and keep him from turning it upfield. He maybe got a yard. We're getting a confab from the officials on the play. It's going to be holding against the Pirates.
Lumen Christi update. They now lead Marshall 28-14.
Wow.
About 3 minutes left in the game.
And we're just minutes away from 9 o'clock here on K105.3, the Football Frenzy with Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman in the fourth quarter here for B&G Landscape. Got mulch?
I missed my cue, didn't I?
It's all right. I was...
I wanted to say
it's fun.
I can't steal.
It's fun for me.
I can't steal. You're the talent. I mean, you're the talent here. I mean, it's obvious.
Oh, goodness. Handoff goes on first down and 20. They go to the fullback, Skrzynski, and he goes, gets ahead for about 3 yards. Second down is 17 for the Pirates now. Starting to feel a little bit of pressure, just a two-score lead after Hanover Horton with a couple big plays on their previous possession. Comets maybe feeling a little bit of life here in the fourth quarter. Clock continues to run. Now 8.5 left in the fourth quarter. On second down, roll out for Chadwell. He's got some pressure in the backfield. Stiff arm, turns it upfield, gets over the 30 to the 34-yard line, almost back to that original line of scrimmage. So that'll bring up third down and 11 for the Pirates. And a nice rollout by Chadwell. Good coverage and a little pressure from the Hanover Horton defense, causing him to make a decision. Chadwell hasn't had a lot of time to throw, and they haven't asked him to throw a ton. Duncan Wilson been very effective out of the backfield. Aslan Hunt is your deep back for the Pirates on this 3rd and 11 play. And Chadwell gives it to him, and he takes it up the middle. Doesn't find a lot of room. 3 yards, make it a 4th down and 7 for the Pirates. And see a personnel change. Punt unit comes out for the Pirates. Hanover Horton's going to get the ball back with around 7.5 to go in this game. We'll see if Hanover Horton can put the pressure on Frank Bird. We'll have a chance at it here. And Chadwell back to punt, gets it away, and it's a beauty. Bounces at the 30, takes a Pirate roll. And it's going to get it right down to the 22-yard line. Hanover Horton's going to have to eat up a lot of field if they want to cut this two-score lead to a one-score advantage.
Now we'll see what Bird can do. He led a nice drive last time. He's all in a touchdown pass.
On our game clock when the Hanover Horton Comets will have 1st and 10 from their own 22.
Still plenty of time here.
Matt, big sports weekend. Michigan State, Wisconsin, Michigan, Penn State. You'll have the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers.
That's in Lambeau, too.
Yeah.
You know, they Lions beat Green Bay last year in Lambeau.
First time for a long time. Bird out to pass. Got a man open. Turn it upfield is Kilgore. Nope, he's going to get past that 30-yard line for first down. It looks like maybe a horse collar.
I think it's either horse collar or a face mask.
So tack on some yardage at the end of that play. Where's our white hat?
I could be wrong, but.
There's no urgency from the officiating staff to get that play, that penalty call to us. 6:53 on the clock. There's your signal.
A warning against the
sideline. Hanover Horton, a little too close to the edge there. But just a warning on the play. 9 o'clock here on K105.3 WKHFM. Brooklyn Jackson. Did I say WKHM FM? I feel like I cut off a letter. Nevertheless. We're glad to be live in Napoleon High School. Our score 34-20. Hanover Horton with a first down on the play, first and 10 from their own 32. Moving the chains one time. They need to put some points up and get another stop against the Pirates. Maybe a possible onside kick. The potential for excitement definitely getting boosted with that last score from Hanover Horton and a nice stop against the Pirates on their offensive try. We'll get a timeout on the field. We'll keep it here. Matt, do you have any score updates for us? Anything big going on in the area?
Well, I did get, let's see here, Lumen Christi up 28-14, almost over, about 3 minutes left in that game over Marshall. I still haven't got a homer. Last update was still 16-14, homer-led Springport. Concord cut into the lead with Athens. It's 21-19 with about 6 minutes left. Do we have a Jackson Eye? Yeah, 16-12 is the last update we had. Have you got anything since then?
I haven't got anything since then.
Yep. Coldwater was up 35-7 last report with Northwest. Grass Lake 24-12 last report, and Jonesville 28-8 over Union City last report.
After the timeout, the Comets back on the field. And the handoff goes nowhere. Actually, tackle for a loss. We got a flag on the field, and we'll see what that ends up
being. Dakota Manny, the ball carrier for the Comets on the stop for the Pirates.
So we need a personal foul against Napoleon on the play. And that's going to be big for Hanover Horton. They had him stop for a loss instead. We can give him 15 yards in the first down near midfield. 47-yard line. 6:47 on the clock, 34-20 our score. And Hanover Horton marching down the field, whether by penalty or anything. Still looking for that first win on the season, 0-4. Bird takes the snap, caught in the backfield. Good job by the Napoleon defense, a lot of penetration. Not fooled by the play action. And that's going to be an 8-yard loss. First, bring up second down and 18 now for Frank Bird and the Comets attack.
Couple updates. Hastings just scored and got the PAT. They're tied 34-all with Western. Concord has just scored and taken the lead 26-21 over Athens. So a couple of quick updates.
Western on the road if that up in Hastings. Comets come out now, second and 18. And we got a whistle coming from the sideline and a Comets timeout. Let's take a break here on the broadcast. 1 minute. We're back 34-20 with 5:52 to go on the Football Frenzy.
I can't even believe what I just did, folks. Skip Young of Kia of Lansing, Kia of Jackson. I've just accepted the largest sales challenge Kia has ever given to me. And it's all or nothing, folks. If we don't hit our sales goal, it's going to cost me thousands of dollars. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to get you out of your old car and into a new Kia. So bring us any trade-in, and I'll give you up to $5,000 minimum for it. Body damage? No problem. Mechanical issues? No problem. You don't even need to wash it, folks. At Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, get up to $5,000 minimum for your trade-in. So don't put another penny in that old car. Trade in your old car and get a new Kia for possibly less than you're paying right now. Remember, I'll do whatever it takes to get you approved.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards.
Plus tax time. Trade offer toward the purchase of select models. Not in combination with any other offer. Some restrictions apply. Expires month end.
TheKiaGiants.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Out of the timeout, Hanover Horton with a quick pass downfield. Open man, but overthrew him, but then we get a flag late in the play. So after what, like we said, was a pretty pretty error-free game going on for Napoleon for a long time. Now they get a personal foul. This time it's actually going to be against Hanover Horton.
We got offsetting
personal foul penalties. Getting a little chippy late in the game here. And that happens in a lot of these high school games where you get guys out there battling for three quarters late in the game, starting to look for a measure of revenge or
Yeah.
It's trying to be the one who can walk away feeling like you won that battle, and maybe you go a little too far.
It's like you want to win the battle, or win the battle, but not the fight. Is that kind of
we lost the game, but at least I beat up that guy.
Yeah.
Back to pass again. Bird, he's got a man open in the flat and overthrew him again. Intended receiver on the play, Ty Lapson. Incomplete. That's going to bring a fourth down and 18 for Hanover Horton. You start to get the feeling that that opportunity and that possibility has started to escape them. Now on 5:28 on the clock and still trailing 34-20. And a fourth down, the punt unit comes out for Hanover Horton. And there's a good punt, and he's going to punt it past Ethan Weatherspoon. That's going to roll all the way down to the 10-yard line. He'll pick it up and turns it upfield, gets it to the 20, pulled down. So he mitigated the bad field position. They'll get it out to the 20, but still not a great spot to start for the Pirates. And a little hanging on, clinging to that chance there for Hanover Horton. 5:11, you get a stop here and a quick score, maybe down in deep in Pirate territory. You can make something happen. And they'll spot that. They just spot it right there on the 20-yard line. Now maybe the 19. And the give is to the deep back, finding some room, breaking some tackles, then ahead 12, 13 yards on the play. Duncan Wilson getting back into that that momentum that he found late in the second quarter when Napoleon really put some distance between themselves and the Comets. First down carry for Wilson, second and third effort,
yeah,
leading to that big game.
We got to start thinking about Subway player of the game, don't we, a little bit?
Yeah,
too early?
No, always. Hopefully you're thinking about it all the time.
I am. It's
every play.
It's I'm consumed with it.
I formation now for the Pirates.
I think we're going to agree.
Doesn't happen a ton. Givens to Wilson again. Battles into the line. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. Second effort gets him out to the 35.
Yeah,
that's about 3 yards on first down, second and seven coming up for the Comets, or excuse me, for the Pirates. And actually did get him over the 35 and out to the 36. Second down. 4:17 on the clock. Seconds ticking off. At this point, it's got to feel a little bit quickly for the Comets as they're staring down the barrel of 0-5. Jake Chadwell under center.
And that clock down. Wait to the official to start counting.
Takes the snap. Gives to Wilson. Big hole to go through for Wilson, and he finds another time. 5 yards or so.
Yeah.
Jumping Wilson, the ball carrier for Napoleon on the number 15.
I saw a late flag come in, but maybe not.
And now we get a late flag.
Yep.
Two flags.
Yeah.
Looks like maybe
took his helmet off.
Jalen White jawing at the officials. Most likely an unsportsmanlike conduct on a third and one.
Yeah.
We'll give Napoleon a first down and just about seal the day for him. 3:35 still to go in this contest. Stranger things have happened. 34-20, though, the Pirates with a two-score advantage. We'll get some discussion from the officials. I don't know what there is to talk about. I think they were pretty certain with what they were flagging the players for. Maybe it's just telling him what he said. A little like, you know, gossip. A little gossip in there.
Yep.
You hear what he said? Kids in high school, I don't know what that word even means.
He said the one thing you can't say to a high school football official. Whatever that is.
Bull Durham reference.
Hell yeah.
We don't need to get bogged down in that sports movie conversation that we see.
We always go there, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We always go to the sports movies.
they still haven't made a decision out of that. I think, you know what, the official there went to his cheat sheet.
Yeah, pitched him.
Trying to get this, the hand signal correct.
Yeah. Now, Seth, remember, was it necessary roughness where were they illegal karate kick? Remember that?
Yes.
Another show. Uh-oh.
It's unsportsmanlike conduct against the Comets. We'll walk off 15. Eske Napoleon in the Comet territory to the 44-yard line. And we're going to get a second unsportsman call against the Comets and walk off another 15, so 30 yards in penalty flags.
And I'm wondering if
29-yard line.
Hanover may have had a player ejected, too.
Jalen White stormed out the field, pulled his helmet off.
That's not going to make Coach Johnny Stewart real happy.
Yeah, something tells me some sprints, some push-ups, and probably a few choice words, which is probably, you know, you can do the running and you can do the push-ups, but I wouldn't want to have to listen to Coach Stewart's reaction. So we're still getting a little explanation on the sideline from the officials. So it'll be first down and 10 for the Pirates from the Comets 29-yard line. 3:33 on the clock. Chadwell brings the Pirates to the line of scrimmage. And he's going to count, take off as many seconds as he can here, still leading 34-20. Ethan Weatherspoon to his right. Split out. And that's Duncan Wilson in the backfield. The handoff goes to Wilson. Breaks through the line. He's down to the 25 and then carried backwards. Forward progress will get him to the 25.
Number 28, Austin Kilgore made that stop.
So now under 3 minutes to go in this tilt, Napoleon Pirates will start considering our Subway player of the game. I ate at Subway for lunch this week, Matt. I had the one where I just have them pile a bunch of meat on it, like whatever they got.
Yeah.
I've been pondering a new something. I'm going to see if I can get them to put together involving the steak and cheese. I'm going to see if I can bring that to fruition probably next week.
Maybe
the flatbread.
Maybe they'll name it after you or something.
Maybe
the captain. Call it the captain.
You know what? It'd be all of a sudden the most popular sub in the Subway library.
Or the plank. We'll call it the plank.
Now, ticking out of the 2 minute mark.
Athens just scored on Concord. 27-26. 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Athens leads by one. Barnburner. You said that game is at Hastings, right? Western?
Yeah, on the road, because we watched the JV game at Western.
There's 4 minutes left. It's 34-34. Hastings has the ball right now. First down on Western's 39-yard line and driving. So.
And up to Duncan Wilson, and he's going to get stopped that third down for no gain. Yeah, that's a long bus ride back from Hastings if you don't come away with a W if you're Western. Steel Fortress in the gang up there. Still the best name in Jackson area high school sports.
We got a couple. You know, we got a Bam and a Bammer in this game. Those are a couple of good football names.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Steel Fortress, that's a pretty tough name to beat, isn't it?
Yeah. I said the best one, man. Did I stutter?
I agreed with you.
4th and 5 for the Pirates. Back to pass, Chadwell. And he'll take pressure, sacked at the 37-yard line. And turnover on down for the Pirates. 46 seconds for the Comets to come out and make something happen. 34-20, they trail, and that'll likely be our final score, but we'll see what the Horton team has up their sleeve.
It's the final yet with Lumen and Marshall. Yeah, there's only 3 minutes left. That I think that game is a final. Bo Bell for Lumen Christi, 303 yards rushing. That's a season for most guys.
Yeah, we got a good look at him in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
He's a gazelle out there. He's got some juke moves. He's got some speed, and he's got some strength. He's a fine running back toting rack for the Titans this year. Comets on the field. Handoff play up the middle. He's trying to stay on his feet. Gets a couple yards on the first down carry. That is Dakota Manny for the Comets. 30 seconds now left on our clock as it ticks away toward our final. On the fourth quarter for B&G Landscape. Got mulch. We'll get our Subway Player of the Game coming up, and I think we're going to be in a great
Did you hear the Napoleon public address announcer?
No.
He made a reference to something about the fat lady singing or something like
that. Oh, wow.
It's over.
Time's up. 34-20, our final score from Napoleon. The Pirates hold on scoreless. Second half for the Pirates, but they had a big enough lead to take it to the W column. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll come back and wrap up the game. Subway Player of the Game coming up, and we'll set things up for next week on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
At Hanover Horton, we are committed to academic excellence. Our classrooms utilize the latest technology. We offer a wide variety of electives, K-12. Our high school offers AP classes and college courses. Hanover Horton has an amazing music program and stellar athletics. Hanover Horton teachers are committed to reaching all-level learners and preparing students for their future. Our academics are consistently among the best in the area. Hanover Horton has a small-town feel with endless support from our community. Hanover Horton Schools. Come see how great education can be.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day, every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
This is how we roll.
You're tuned into high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
34-20, our final score from Napoleon, where the Pirates, with a huge second quarter effort, proves to be the big difference in the game. And our Subway Player of the Game goes to Duncan Wilson. We agree. His effort, just to kind of, pump some air into that Napoleon offense.
It was a great second quarter.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, Weatherspoon got hurt in that second quarter. Apparently, sprained knee, apparently, initial reports. And Wilson didn't really run the ball that much in the first quarter, even though I felt in game one he was their best running back. And he got on the field, and I tell you, they couldn't stop him. I mean, that was a great run for Napoleon. But I think it was a 27-6. They outscored Hanover, and that was the ball game.
Yeah, so the Pirates moved to 3-2 overall in the season, 3-1 in the Cascades Conference, and they look forward to a matchup with Vandercook Lake next week. Certainly a game that they could win, though Vandercook Lake playing Manchester real tough this week. That's going to be a fun one for the Pirate fans and the Jayhawk fans. Back here at Napoleon Stadium next week. Meanwhile, the Hanover Horton Comets will fall to 0-5 on the season, 0-4 in the league. And they've got a tough one next week at Grass Lake. So things looking bleak right now for the year on Hanover Horton. Plus, they had a couple of guys leave the field with injuries.
Well, I'll tell you, I was tonight. Frank Bird for Hanover, I thought, did a nice job for them in the second half. Really did.
Sure.
You know, he's a sophomore, and yeah, I think they, you know, you get this point in the season, you start, you know, you're kind of seeing what you got.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're going to be, you know, you have to reset your goals. You know, you probably start the year, you're hoping to maybe get to 6 wins, make the playoffs. Well, now you're 0-5, so you're trying to you know, reset your goals and maybe look at some games down the road, maybe try to win 2 out of the last 4 or but I think we saw some things, you know, with Hanover. Was it Lapshin that caught that that touchdown?
Yeah,
from his nice play, little wheel route.
Yeah, he and Bird both kind of showed some flashes of things that Hanover Horton's going to look to build on as they move forward. Our next game next week at Columbia Central Onsted in town, and that's gonna be a fun one to watch, I think, man. Looking forward to seeing Columbia Central again and see where they are after our week one game
Onsted lost a tough one to Hillsdale tonight. So Hillsdale's a good year in and year out, one of the top programs around football.
So congratulations to our 2017 Chevy Cruze 2-year lease qualifiers from here at Napoleon High School, and thanks for coming out to the Football Frenzy tailgate and watching the game and tuning us in here on K105.3. We thank Mike Reed back in the studio, executive producer tonight, twisting the bobs. The bobs? I don't know what that is. Twisting the knobs, pushing the buttons, sliding the levers. Holy smokes.
Hey, man, it's your story, buddy.
Let's call it a night. Player of the game goes to Duncan Wilson for Subway. Napoleon victorious 34-20 over Hanover Horton. From Napoleon High School. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. We'll talk to you next week on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.